I get you a big bird. Pull up in your hood and drop that shit off on the curb. One piece, we'll get you the best weed. Just have that money right and check your river when you leave. I be trapping all winter, grinding the summer, but I'm shining all year when I ain't have it was a bummer. I be trying to break the bitch for every penny, but you love her. I'm a ice cold Mac, bitch, the jacket was my brother. That's why I'm really my...
Yeah, welcome to the Game 365 podcast. I got a special Seattle legendary guest, Kerry Stacks, man. How you doing, fellas? One love, man. I appreciate you stopping through, man.
Oh, you know it's all love, yeah. Man. It's all love.
Guaranteed, man. This is, to me, special classic interview because you got, for the younger generation, I don't know if they know, man, but you got a lot of history in the music game.
We're gonna wake
their
ass up.
We're gonna wake their ass up, man. So yeah. For the world that don't know, where you from, bro?
Shit, I'm from Seattle. Came up in the South End, but I've been around the whole city. You know, the whole city know me. So,
guarantee. Know, respect
never
wanted
it. To, just sanction myself off to them, but you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, guarantee.
From where you from and shit, but. Mm-hmm. I'm all through this motherfucker, though.
Yeah.
Down this motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah. Respect it. Nah, I respect it, man. So, what is your passion, though? Like, what made you get into the music game? Was it just something that you just came up around? Was it, like, anybody, an uncle, a dad, an auntie that was playing music when she was cleaning up, mom, grandma, you know?
Hell yeah, all that, like, shit. Really, it's just, like, a natural thing, bro. Always been around music and shit. And my brother always been an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
So I grew up kind of like with it in the household.
Guaranteed.
And then just with my natural love for it,
mm-hmm.
like always kind of, you know, I always knew how to rap since I was a little kid.
Yeah. That's what's up.
Once a nigga got older and, you know, start taking it a little more serious, and I seen the response to everybody like, damn, I could really do this shit.
That's hard, man. What do you think about, like, you know, just coming up in the music game and then Seattle is where you got off the porch at? I mean, you know, music-wise, like, how was that experience for you? Because a lot of people come off the porch in different areas, and then, you know, Seattle's just a different, you know, genre as far as how people come into the game as far as the music, though, you know?
Right. Shit. What was the question again?
No, I'm saying, like, how do you think that, you know, coming up into the game, coming off the porch into being a Seattle artist, how is that, you know, the experience? You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Like, shit, really, I ain't gonna lie, like, niggas wasn't really fucking with the town like that at first. Like, you gotta think, my, where I got introduced to, like, really rapping, being around motherfuckers, like, that was in California through Jack and shit.
Rest in peace to Jack, man.
Rest in peace to my brother, man. But, like, at first, niggas kind of wasn't respecting the town like that because they think it's hella white folks and hella rock and coffee and shit like that. They don't know. It's the same struggle everywhere. There's trenches everywhere.
Guarantee.
But, like, now they're respecting it. Now, like, this generation now, they for sure respecting it. But when I was first coming in the game, I was kind of like how they say Obama was a good president, but he had to clean up hella bushy shit. Me, I was a good representative, but I had to clean up all this the bad, you know,
politics and persona, how people viewed the town.
Niggas viewed the town. You gotta think, a lot of people from out of state, they meet people from the town, like, in jail and shit. So they be having different... You know, I just wasn't going for all that.
That
shit.
That's stand up shit though. That's solid nigga shit though.
Yeah, for sure.
You know,
but
speaking of the Jack, man, you know, how was that relationship? How'd you meet the Jack? And just how was that bond and relationship with him? Because I never met bro, but he's just solid all around the board.
Right.
I followed the mob figures as a kid. I remember when Sebo used to be out here, and you know, they was fucking with Big Ikey and all them niggas in the town and shit. So, you know, they have a history here directly and indirectly before, you know.
Right.
So how was that relationship with the Jacka?
Shit, it was crazy, though, because, like you said, I followed him through the mob figures and shit, but he was always a friend of the family, like my older brother, my older Cuddy and shit. So... they always fucked with him and had him around and shit. But when I got older, I remember he had a show out here, and I was old enough to do the show. I was rapping and shit by then. So after the show, I pushes up on him like, what's up, bro? He's like, oh, shit, what you doing out here? He remembered me and shit from the fam and shit.
Yeah,
so I'm like, you got rap now. He's like, what? You rap now? I'm like, hell yeah. And I got a studio. He's like, where's it at? Come on, we going to the right now.
Yeah,
I'm like,
yeah.
Damn, it's like 3-4 in the morning. I'm still living with moms and shit.
Nigga,
I'm like,
oh no.
Damn, I can't just have all these niggas pull. I said, fuck it. Come on, pull up. Fuck it.
We're gonna sacrifice this one.
Right. For sure. And shit. From that, once he heard a nigga rap, he actually liked the nigga shit and was fucking with it. So we was just locked in after that on some music shit. But before me, he was already fucking with my people. So shit, he always been like a friend of the family.
That's
for
what's
real.
Up. That's what's up. Do you feel that, you know, the independent route has always been the best route for you and your career? Like, just, you know, because you've been able to, you know, stay who you are, put out music, network, travel, and not have to worry about that drama and politics with the industry?
Yeah, I think so, because you could be yourself, you know what I'm saying, like, and do how you want to do it. You could formulate a plan, and you can carry out the plan.
Ooh, I like that.
Opposed to being signed, you think of a good-ass thing to like, okay, I'm going to do this, this, this. But then no matter how good it sounds, you can't do it because these folks on you.
Yeah.
So it's like
no matter what you want to do, you still got your parents or somebody telling you, they make the final decision. So it's like, I really can't make the move.
So it's like, if you want to go independent and, you know, to do it the right way, that's the best route to me, because you have more. Now, like, if you just need some backing like that, you know, but you got to do right with that too, because then you're going to end up in debt fucking with these
people. Yeah, real talk.
So,
real talk.
You know, like, I ain't going to sit back. I wouldn't sign no deal. Like, who ain't going to take no money?
Yeah, real talk.
It's like, I would rather sign to like a Ghazi or something, because they're going to just, like, they're not creating stars. They're not making stars.
Yeah.
They going to find niggas that already got some shit going that need that extra,
that push.
And they going to give you that extra,
nigga, like, that got some rhythm already and shit.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
If you look at it, all the people that be on Empire already has some shit going for themselves. You feel me?
Why you think they said that they got why is that conspiracy about the Empire curse, though? Ooh. What is that all about? That's weird. I mean, I don't know. YouTube might be going too deep into it because it's all clickbait. But why do you think that a lot of their artists, you know, it's just, I think it's an individual thing. People just happen to be on the label, but they happen to be in some shit.
Yeah, I was going to say.
You know what I'm saying?
It's pretty much, I think it's just a coincidence for real.
Yeah, real talk.
Because, like, now YouTube's a motherfucker.
Yeah.
They're talking about he's signing them, building them up, getting life insurance,
getting the bread,
getting knocked down. Because I'm like, what does he profit off of getting a nigga knocked down that's supposed to be making him some money? But
real talk.
Talking life insurance, that's different.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think just street niggas, bro, be in shit.
Like, street niggas be in shit, bro.
People be in shit, so it's like.
And
shit.
They just happen to be signed to Empire.
Imagine all the people this shit happens to that we don't hear about because they're not signed to Empire.
Real talk.
They're not
real
rappers.
Talk. Nah,
this shit
real
happens
shit.
Every day. So it's just a coincidence to me, I think.
Hey, what do you feel personally is the sound of Seattle? Because, you know, there's a lot of people that say, you know, there's motherfuckers mimicking Detroit, motherfuckers mimicking Northern California, motherfuckers mimicking, you know, certain areas or regions that's outside of Washington. What do you feel about that? Because I believe that these youngsters, you, and then, you know, there's a lot of selective individuals that, you know, are locking in a sound. I think it's production, personally, to me.
Yeah.
You feel me?
It'd be a lot who makes the beats, but it's like crazy because I'm not hella older than this new generation, but I remember when they were like, what's it? Swagger Jacker. Like,
You're
Swag Jacker. You just stole a nigga style. Now this generation don't look at it like that.
Mm-hmm.
They're just all borrowing from each other,
and
it creates its own little sound. But I think motherfuckers always been like, Seattle trying to be like the Bay, or Seattle trying to be like L.A., or I mean, you can say that if you want, but we are the West Coast, so we're going to have some similarities and differences.
All in all.
Right down the freeway, from the same freeway
we drive
every day, takes you to all those places. So it's like, of course we're going to have some similarities. So I'd say it's a West Coast sound.
Yeah.
And then it kind of depends on who the rapper is.
Yeah.
Because the beat is the beat, but it's like kind of the rapper makes the beat, because if I could have the same exact beat as somebody else, my song going to be different than theirs.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be the same beat, but.
Yeah, how you ride it.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's interesting, too, because, you know, a lot of motherfuckers, you know, some people sit back and study their favorite artists. It's like when Game was first coming in, they said that he studied certain artists and then kind of did a gumbo mix.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
When he was in the hospital. Yeah, so it's like, it's not far-fetched to hear that or to believe that, but at the same time, you know, it's just everybody's experience and then how they write them beats, though, bro, you know?
Yeah, and then that's the word influence. You can't just be like, I don't got no influence. Yeah. It's like, man, so you heard somebody rap that made you want to rap. Like, real talk. So, ain't nothing wrong with it, but when you get to doing a little bit too, when it's too similar, it's like, come on, bro.
Yeah, bro.
Like, where's the... It's supposed to be art. Like, where's the fun in that? Yeah, you just copying and pasting.
Gotta have some type of individuality, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because motherfucker gonna categorize you like, damn, nigga, that's that nigga right there. You just got a different outfit on him.
Nah,
or you know what I'm saying? So, what's your favorite feature? You done did a lot of features, bro. I done seen you on a lot of albums. I mean, you fuck with the Ohio Cats. You fuck with the Bay. You done did shit all over. You got shit with Burner. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is your favorite feature in the music game, bro, that you done did personally? Like, what is your favorite shit?
Shit, man. I like all of them, but one that really stands out, like, is an accomplishment to me, and a lot of people don't even know this. They slept on it, but I got a song with Styles P.
You do got a song with Styles P, bro.
I got a song with Styles P.
You do got a song with Styles
P, Jack,
man.
And Styles P.
And you do got a song with Styles P.
I be forgetting my damn self. I remember when that Lox and Dipset Versus shit came out.
Yeah.
I'm seeing everybody post. I'm like, damn, I forgot. I got a song with this.
Yeah.
Like, but that was like the big accomplishment one, but probably the best feature I've ever done, like that the fans like. They like when me and Nas get together.
Nas is
like
hard,
when
bro.
When we get together.
Yeah.
I would probably say something with this old song I got with Mozzie called 100 Tears. That's probably one of my best features.
I ain't hip to that. You got to slide me that after the show.
It's out. We had made the song. And he got locked up right after.
Oh, okay.
And it was before, you know, I really knew him like that. What I'd seen and what I knew of him in my mind, he get locked up. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's locked up for murder. He's not getting out.
Yeah,
like,
real talk.
He's
yeah.
not getting out. So the people hit me, his folks that was putting together an album for him. They was like, can we use that? I'm like, hell yeah, man, go ahead. Y'all had that motherfucker.
Yeah.
So it's been out for some years now, but it's before he was really all the way popular.
We had
met each other. Jack for real.
Oh, that's what's up. Is it an intricate process meeting these individuals, or just because you've been locked in and networking in the industry, is it easier for you per se to not lock in these features and shit?
Yeah, because how I be trying to treat people, like, I try to treat everybody the same.
Yeah.
Like, even though, like, okay, this nigga famous and he got all this shit, still, I'm trying to be down to earth as possible and treat them like a regular person. You know what I'm saying?
Too,
so, yeah, it'd be kind of easy for me to, you know, lock in with niggas and shit. But I ain't going to lie. Sometimes, like, you'll be fucking with a nigga or whatever, and then when it come time to do that music, they going to want that cheese.
Yeah, you be thinking it's good.
Yeah.
And then be like, oh, we can get in the studio, slide, and do our thing. So, nigga be like, hey, man.
I had to learn that it ain't nothing personal.
Yeah.
It's just business, and this is how some of these people, not nobody specific, but some of these people, this is their only way of making money.
Yeah.
Like, some rappers wasn't hustlers.
Yeah, they might really dress it up like they was doing some other shit, but
them doing music is the first time they ever touched any money. So it's like, shit, this is how that man eat.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't going into Popeye's asking for a free wing.
You feel me?
Shit, this is how that man make his money.
And that's a cool thing, too. Do you feel that, you know, that kind of, like, alters the relationship that when you fuck with these artists? Because he'd be like, you know how you meet a motherfucker, it'd be real, the energy be good, and then, you know, you think that the vibe is smooth and shit, we can put some music together, we can make some shit happen. And then a nigga turn the page on you and be like, boom. You're like, okay, it's business, but we didn't even have to do all that fake getting to know each other like it was real nigga shit, though.
I had to learn to not take it personal on everything. Because at first, just being a normal nigga, you're like, hold on, bro, what? Yeah. Fuck that nigga. Like,
real talk. Look at this. Look at this feature.
Because then once it's my turn to do it, you know, like, there's certain people out here that I'm just not rapping for free, bro.
Nah, nigga, you've been doing your thing, nigga. You got to get your paper. I wouldn't, nigga.
And fuck I be that. Doing a lot of free shit for niggas shit too, but I ain't gonna say it depends on the person, but if I know you're trying to come, I'm not finna attack you for nothing, but if you're one of these niggas that carry yourself and you wanna act like, all right, well, bring that, you know, we'll talk. And I'm gonna work with you, I ain't gonna tax you, but I need something for my time.
Yeah, but I think that, you know, to be honest with you, bro, I think that you are one of the many artists in the town that deserve off the muscle to charge for a feature. Nigga, you got, nigga, a Rolodex of history in the game. No, some real shit, bro.
Nah, I appreciate that.
How else do you build this shit? Right, you feel what I'm saying? Like, nigga, you got, nigga, you locked in with artists around the country and got features and got good quality music out there. You got to, I mean, damn, nigga. Yeah. I paid for years of this shit.
Exactly. And that's what people don't be understanding. I be having to pay for shit. Like, that's like a nigga selling drugs or something. A motherfucker want to borrow something from me.
Nigga.
I had to buy this shit. I can't just give you some shit. I had to buy this shit.
What do you think that the politics in Seattle, you think that's keeping us from building, growing, and becoming a juggernaut within West Coast, you know what I'm saying, independence or music industry? You think it's like niggas is using every reason, you know what I'm saying, to not like each other, to keep us from being able to go like this?
Right. Like, I think that only hurts us at the end of the day.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's like most of this shit, these niggas be tripping over be some fake ass shit anyway. Yeah. So it's like, but then there always be that one person, oh, you fucking with them niggas, or you fucking with that nigga. Or, but it's like, bro, like, if we're benefiting, and it's like, if this person ain't directly did nothing to you or your loved ones, what's the...
Yeah, yeah.
And then I always break this down, like, what are we, 7% black in Seattle?
Man, nigga. Woo!
It's only 7%, but dig this, though. Watch. Boom, 7%, but then it's 7% that's gangbanging, too. Mm. So that 7% is really, like, 3%. Mm. And then them gangbanging niggas don't all like each other.
Yeah.
So that's broken down even smart. Like, come on, man. It's too smart to not fuck with niggas. Like, I'm not saying go fuck with a nigga that killed your brother or your cousin or something, but if a nigga ain't never did nothing to you, it's too smart to be off that.
Yeah, and a lot of shit be about bitches, and it ain't no real shit. You know, the bitch said this and that because she want to cover up her flaws to make you feel cool, but she got to dirty the nigga that she used to fuck with, make you feel secure because niggas is insecure about these hoes. So it be weird shit, bro.
And then
you know
what I'm saying? It don't ever be no rapper that's like, oh, I ain't fucking. It be their homies and them
the entourage,
people that they have around that be putting that in the air, like. I got homies like that.
Yeah, everybody we all do. We all do,
like
bro.
It's like, you doing, like, bro, but at the end of the day, what are you doing?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah.
What can we do with you?
Yeah.
That's going to benefit. Nothing? Okay, then shut your bitch ass up, real nigga. Talk. Like, come on. Like,
yeah.
It be niggas that don't got nothing going that be trying to play the politics game and shit, but all the people, and then really, it's like, you're one monkey don't stop no show. You're not powerful enough to stop this shit, so it's going to happen regardless.
Some way, somehow.
And you're just going to be by yourself hating. So, shit, it's better to not be a hater for real.
This is a question I ask everybody, bro. What's your definition of game?
Game? Knowledge. Know-how. Shit, there's hella different definitions. Yeah. It just depends how you use it. Like, shit, me though, when anybody, he got game. My that nigga is a sharp. He's sharp. He, you know, he apply. He applied his shit and
get the results that he want. Exactly. He know how to work his way through this shit.
He know what he's doing.
That's what I believe. The same shit.
He know what he's doing. He got game.
Nigga can't have no game and you out here white around the mouth. It's like, bro, your game is get your results.
Exactly.
That's just the reality, bro. I don't give a fuck if I'm selling peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, nigga. I know how to make them and buy them for a dollar and sell them for five.
And that's
you
game.
Know what I'm saying? Exactly. And you know, I'm doing my thing. Nah, so it's like, I think that that's a form of game, you know, especially it comes in the streets aspect. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I ask a lot of people that because, you know, obviously, the game 365 podcast, but I just like to see, you know, different people that come from different backgrounds, whether it's music, whatever you got going on, just how they think about shit. Because a lot of people, they hear a motherfucker on the tracks, but they don't really know how your thought is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They be like, damn, this nigga put his words together hard, but how does he think, though, as a man?
It'd be crazy because there'd be people that be dope as fuck at rapping, but then when you meet them, they bullshit.
Real
like,
talk.
Not saying like they're fake or nothing, but it's like, this nigga don't even talk.
No substance.
He don't talk at all in person. Like, yeah. I be seeing, like, I ain't gonna lie, there's a couple niggas rapping now that I'm like, damn, he can rap. I remember when he didn't even used to talk.
Yeah. Like, damn.
That nigga didn't even used to talk. He was quiet
as hell.
That nigga
was talking to the notepad.
Yeah. That'd be crazy. But no, it'd be that too. Like, your character, not saying you got to go with what you rap about, but have some life about yourself.
Yeah, have some life, bro.
Have some flavor to you.
Real talk.
Have some flavor to yourself.
You know what I'm saying? Real talk. Because charisma and personality, you know what I'm saying? You need a little bit of that to get the fans and to push the, you know what I'm saying, what
and
you got going on.
I ain't gonna lie. Like, there done been times where I done met, famous rappers and shit, and I'd be like, damn, I wish I wouldn't have met that nigga.
Oh.
I wish I'd have just stayed a fan and not knew him personally, because he's a J-Cat.
J-Cat.
For sure. J-Cat. Like, it's a couple
I believe there's a lot of them niggas, man. I believe there's a lot of them niggas that's lame, bro, that's just, you know, they just, you know, can just put them words together on the mic, bro.
Yeah, they rap good, but they bullshit in real life.
Yeah, that's crazy too, man. And you know, you put on for the town, man. You know, I really love
that,
it. Man. What do you think about, like, since you got so many connections in the industry and you got, you know, so many people that you know, have you ever thought, like, putting a management company together or something, like, you know, just really
thought.
Yeah, what do you think about that, bro? Because I would love to see that, because, you know, if anybody has the resources, I can say you, honestly, without even saying that and all this, because this would, is my, no, this nigga
if,
really got resources.
If I was to do that, it would have to be when I'm done rapping.
Mm-hmm.
But I do want to have, like, a little, not, I don't want to say, like, a little team up under me or nothing, but, like, just if I could, I would grab a couple cats you know, give them the knowledge I got and mold them into some shit, shape them, just show them the do's and don'ts and don't make these mistakes and avoid this and, you know, try to coach them into doing it right. But it's like these days, motherfuckers be too smart to learn.
I know, bro. They know it all.
They be too smart, or they'll judge it off like, oh, he ain't doing nothing right now. I ain't work. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But game... has no expiration.
Nah,
there.
Never. It's
like,
it's limitless.
Far, like, and you got to think, like, me personally, my relationships and shit, I'm indoors that money can't get you in.
Facts.
Nigga be at tables that you can't buy a ticket to. So it's like,
we don't want your money.
Yeah.
We don't want your money, bro.
It don't matter about that money.
Yeah, real talk.
Be in rooms you can't pay to get into. So
real
it's
talk.
Like, shit, you better off fucking with me.
Guarantee. And a lot of people, because their pride and their ego, want to allow them to embrace that.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're in the day and age of a nigga can hit a little bank lick and think because he got action at 5,500, that nigga can't tell him nothing. You know what I'm saying? So,
nigga,
you know,
hit a little lick or a little.
You know, nigga John Gotti now.
And ripped off. Yeah,
you know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Stay humble, because you gotta think, like, bro, back in the day, they were like, niggas was getting jacked and
man.
Shit took and they follow you home. Like, I remember that type of shit going
real
on.
Talk.
So be humble.
Be
I like
humble.
That. Niggas were asking me why am I so humble and shit, because I'm from that era, but was around in them
real
days
talk.
When niggas would get fucked
real
up
talk,
for being
bro.
Too, you being extra. Right.
But that's the essence, though. Them is where you pull up the good principles and the morals and the values from, because you know the reality of this shit. It wasn't no net then, bro.
Yeah.
It wasn't no clout. It wasn't no faking and fronting then.
Bro,
you can't
be ready to die over
you see what
clout,
I'm saying?
Like,
I'm trying to tell you. You know what I'm saying?
And that's what it is. Ain't nobody. Mm-hmm. There be having a little drama with little kids and shit going on, but ain't nobody really got fucked up. So it's like, you know, there be having like drama with young cats, but ain't no older or grown man just had to get his shit handed to him off of how he's acting. Niggas be too passive these days.
Yeah.
Like, just like, like, nah, bro. Like, and then shit. We respected our older homies, like, so it's like, shit, we didn't want to, you're not punking nobody over here, but we want to keep it respectful and shit. These niggas ain't got no respect.
Nah, they'll kill grandma, everybody,
dumb
nigga.
As hell.
Scared to fight everything. They'll just shoot up the
scared
whole everything.
Fight. They take it straight to guns. Like,
I'm trying to tell you, nigga.
Tripping.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. What do you think about, you know, just the whole, like, when people go about, like, throwing these events and bringing in these artists from outside, and then it's like a pick and choosey type thing because of.
I don't mean to cut you
off.
No,
go ahead.
I meant to say that when we was talking about the politics.
Yeah, yeah.
That shit fucks up the event side of it. Because you got to rap. I mean, you got to perform and have events and shit. Yeah. You're just going to be rapping on the internet.
Yeah, real talk.
Nah, you got it. But that the politics shit fucks up the events. Because it's like, okay, boom. We want to have... Fuck it, I'm saying niggas' names. These are all my niggas anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
We want to have Mafia D perform.
Yeah, yeah, guaranteed.
But we can't have Make a Million come perform, because that's going to be hella Union niggas, hella Cloverdale niggas. Now it's just a...
Oil and water.
So it's like that politics fucks up. When I wish really it wasn't like that. One of these people that's throwing shows has got to take a chance.
Real talk. They're going to have to, man. Like that. It might not, man. You know, hopefully.
In their mind, they're playing it out to be like that, because most of these niggas that be throwing shows be square ass niggas anyway. So it's like, you got to have real niggas involved, because that real nigga that's involved might be able to defuse or make it a smooth night for you. Just off of, okay, we respect bro and them, so we ain't going to, you know?
Facts.
But. Yeah, I really think that it can happen.
Yeah, I believe really it can happen, I believe it can happen, too. I just think it's going to take, like you said, somebody that, you know, is really respected around the board, and then that can get the shit done and that can network and has the right resources. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Not just deal with a white person and rent out his building and make a flyer. It's deeper than that.
And then you see what I'm saying? That be throwing these shows, they be acting like they locked in and shit and all that, but... They ain't got no control over that. And these niggas is just another Jew.
Real talk.
They be feeling like they you know, but you just another Jew.
Yeah,
bro,
you see, because the bitches is throwing parties now. They're in the way. Like, wow, nigga, these niggas is playing. I'm the new promoter.
And old girl did good with that party, too.
Real talk. She brought them out. She brought the hoes out, man. So
she had people online like, man. Oh, nah, she did good.
Yeah.
Man. I ain't gonna lie. Couldn't no other body got no... them niggas to pull up like that. She got you beat, nigga. She
real
got a,
talk,
a pussy.
Move
shit,
out the way.
Nigga.
Move out the way. Hey, so how is like being an artist and, you know, being famous in your own right, how has that affected how you deal with women? Because, you know, a lot of bitches is coming at you from an angle.
Right.
How has that affected you, bro, your psyche? You know what I'm saying? Psychologically, bro. You know, because we're men.
Yeah.
And I know when you reach a level, you don't know if this bitch is fucking with you for who you are. She's fucking with you because of clout. She's fucking with you because of association. She's fucking with you because you might not give her no bread, but just coming
she could play that role.
Yeah,
shit. I don't really have problems with that because I... This is how I was raised.
Yeah.
So a bitch can't never play no games on me. Like,
yeah, I like that.
You can't run no game on a gamer. Like, you can't do that. So a nigga know how to see that shit from a mile away.
Yeah,
I ain't never really got put in the trick back by no bitch.
I love that.
No.
Yeah. So, bitch, you ain't coming with none of that
together. Nah. It's all love and respect. Yeah. But at the same time, when you get to playing games and I start feeling like, if I even feel like some shit like that, oh, yeah, it's
guaranteed.
Out. It's out, bitch.
Yeah, I like that. Leave your phone at home, bitch.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what it be, too. How we said certain niggas never had money before they rap.
Yeah.
These niggas never had no bitches
in
their life.
Yeah,
real
talk.
Not saying, oh, I had bitches in my whole life.
Still,
but nigga, I had bitches in my whole life.
Yeah,
we ain't finna just, this ain't nothing new, so it's like... Yeah. Nah, hell no. Can't no bitch for no nothing.
Nah, because they do. They try. And then next thing you know, they fall out with you and they putting text messages online and they're trying to make it seem like this and they got this fake new receipt word where they got shit. Nah, fuck all that.
But
you know
then
what I'm saying?
When the niggas that do happen to, you put yourself in the trick bag. Like, nigga, you pushing T.
Yeah,
that's what's
happening.
You pushing T.
I like that. You pushing T. You feel me?
Yeah, real life pushing T.
Guaranteed, man. What do you expect out the city, man? Like, you know, what do you think that, what is the future of the city of Seattle in the music game, man? Like, I've been seeing a lot of things going on and a lot of artists that been out there going to Cali and different states and coming back and grabbing artists and putting umbrellas together. And,
I think it's bright. Like, for sure. I think it's getting bigger and bigger every day.
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be crazy because I seen that, like, niggas is putting little shit together. And that's good, too, because, like, we didn't really have nobody to do that for us. Uh-huh. And then, like, when Jack came along and started trying to put it, there was always music like, oh, nigga, you running with better than niggas and the Cali niggas. And, yeah, but yeah. these Cali niggas is helping niggas yeah. out, showing niggas love, yeah. rolling out the red carpet for yeah. niggas and building that bridge.
Yeah, genuinely, about, genuinely. Because yeah, I could tell he was genuine, bro, because he fucked with niggas around the board, bro. Like,
yeah, it's all about building bridges and shit. Like, mm-hmm. why would you want to be trapped on an island?
Yeah.
You got to have some bridges Real coming talk. Up off this motherfucker.
Real
so
talk.
That's what the game's really based off of is mm-hmm. bridges.
Yeah.
And relationships and networking. So,
Facts.
Shit.
Facts.
I love it. I think, shit, the town got a bright future if they keep doing what they're doing.
Yeah, yeah. Who's your top five about Seattle, though? We're going to get tricky with this one. They could be all from the West. They could be all from the city. I want to know who is your top five out Seattle. Because we all have our favorites, and we all have people that we might bump. You know, we might see that he's got some steam, that we want him to go. I pray to God this nigga blow up.
Right.
Who you like right now, bro? It ain't got to be in no order. It could just be who you like right now.
Right now, okay, that makes it a little
yeah, you know,
right
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because I'm thinking of old school.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, okay, right now, this ain't in no specific order, but my little homie Q Herc, you ever heard of
him? Nah, I ain't heard of him, bro.
Look, he's not even, he's a big nigga.
Yeah, you gotta send me
cat.
That. You gotta send me that. I gotta hear all that.
I'm link to some of his shit. Yeah, he's one of the dopest out right now, for sure.
I gotta hear that.
He's from Holly and shit.
Yeah,
he's,
I need to hear that.
He dope. And Mafia D, of course. Mike Jack.
Mike Jack's hard, too.
My little cousin, Reese Money, he's putting some shit together. He got some raw shit. He got a lot of videos out. All these people I'm naming got hella shit,
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I'm going
to hear them, bro.
Yeah,
I'm going
to
hear that
links.
Shit. You know, there's so many exactly. niggas rapping now. That's why I be asking cats that come on here, because I can't keep up. And the whole, when I catch on, nigga, 1,800 songs in the game.
On everything, and the way they're putting it out. Like,
you know
I was
saying?
Always taught, don't oversaturate it. But
yeah.
now that's the name of the game.
Yeah,
you
got
to
yeah.
keep them. Cause
it's easy to record now.
And people's attention span so mm-hmm. short. So they're like, all that one album in 5
yeah,
years,
yeah,
shit,
yeah.
that shit's a thing of the past. It's over.
Yeah, guaranteed.
Oh, and I got one more person. I only said four. Go.
Yeah, go.
Nigga,
go got that shit.
My nigga
go.
All pro go,
go
man.
Go got that shit, too.
Yeah, that's,
go
got that's that shit my nigga, too. Man.
Go got that shit, too.
That's four or five, I said.
You said Mike Jack. You said Reese. You said Q Herc. Go.
And
Mafia D. Yeah,
yep.
That's fine. That's fine.
And I'm going to just throw another nigga
Fuck
in there.
It. Throw them all
SRT.
Out there. Oh, Lord, SRT.
He's filthy.
He be
I ain't
working.
Lie.
Yeah,
he's
he be
working.
Yeah, yeah, SRT. That's
he's
my
filthy.
Guy. That's my guy.
But there's so many more I can
yeah,
name.
Yeah.
Got Make a Million.
Yeah, he's hard
Make
too.
A, Make is one. Matter of fact, I'm going to put Make on the top. I'm going to put Make a number one.
No,
Fuck
that's
it,
good.
Yeah,
do that. It's your top. It's your pick, bro.
His work ethic is crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I could call him right now and he'll send me a song by. In a couple hours, like, let's make some shit. Send me some
Ooh.
Shit. Hit boop and
consistent.
Yeah, and he know how to do all that. Like, his shit set up to where he's just dropping music and getting paid. Like,
oh,
yeah,
systems his, together, logistics.
Yeah.
Well, I like
smart.
That.
He's smart.
I like that, bro, because that's something that we as black individuals in music and entrepreneurship need to understand is systems, logistics.
Yeah.
Is handling business, getting it done. That's how you create residual income. That's how you can just wake up in the morning and check
exactly.
your account like, damn. I got, they're emailing me, talking about clear that, boo, boo, boo. That's how you get your bag on
like
another
right,
level.
Right before this streaming era, see, like, when I first put out my first I don't want to get into that because.
No, go ahead.
I
save it for when it's time to come,
later.
Bro.
Okay,
save
yeah.
it, save it, bro.
But pretty much, I ain't never put out a real album yet.
Mm.
Everything I've got so
yeah.
far has been mixtapes and EPs and shit. But my first mixtape I dropped was kind of on the ass end of people still buying music.
What?
Before streaming came about and shit. So
Damn.
I just used to sit back. And
That's
just,
crazy.
I used to get checks. I had it set to where don't send me no money unless it's over $200. So
yeah.
I'll make little 10s and 20s.
That should add
up. $200.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I just had hella $200 checks. I probably made like off my first mixtape I don't know the specifics, but long story short, you know how checks stay void after 90 days?
Because you was sitting
like,
on
I
them.
I was just stacking them.
You was like, I'm waiting until a certain number. Nigga,
like
I ain't about to go to the bank
with. I couldn't even touch that. And then when they did, I told them what happened. They only could recover me like $1,800 or something.
What?
So So I just sat on all the checks. Yeah. Like, nigga, I got rap money. I don't got to touch
you. Yeah, real talk.
But that's because that's when people were still buying music and shit. So. Yeah,
damn, that's crazy.
Hell yeah.
Was you a part of the Seattle music scene where motherfuckers was out there downtown and selling CDs and shit? Like, because some people were saying they were panhandling music, but then there was a lot of cats that, I don't even know if they rapped or not. My little brother was doing the shit. Shout out Game Boy, Jugga Hill.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a lot of people that, like, they were hand-in-hand at, like, work.
Oh, yeah. No, you know what I'm saying? My first two mixtapes.
Oh, okay,
we pressed them motherfuckers up and hit the blade with you.
Yeah.
I remember we, I done went through a lot with that, too. I remember we was outside of some club. They got seen just in the distance, a CD flying through the air.
Somebody grab your shit and threw it?
Threw it.
What?
I'm like, bitch, what?
Yeah, it is about to start some shit. Hold on.
Like, oh, I didn't know that was you. I'm sorry. But it was the way the homie was trying to. It's not what you was feeding her. It was how you was feeding it to her.
Yeah. Aggressive.
On,
aggressive.
Like, of course she going to throw the motherfucker. Yeah. But, yeah, we really was hand to hand. I was going to California, Las Vegas, Arizona. Hand to hand in that shit.
That's the organic store. That's when that vibe was, you know what I'm saying? Like, guerrilla marketing. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
And I done went through every emotion with that, too, though. Because I remember a nigga tell me, man, I'm from, like I said, niggas wasn't respecting the town at first. Nigga, like, you say you from Seattle? I'm like, yeah. He's like, bro, I'm from Detroit. I really be doing this and doing that. I don't think I'm going to relate to nothing nigga from Seattle's talking about and gave my shit back.
What?
The homies are like, what did he just say? I'm like, nah, we can't be mad at him for feeling how he feels.
Yeah.
I was like, damn, nigga got to kind of have thick skin, too. Like, you can't be a sensitive rapper. Yeah, real talk. How you feel is how you feel, but nigga, give it a listen.
What would you tell your younger self, bro? If you was to look back and talk to your younger self, you know what I'm saying? And I'm talking about fresh off the porch. I don't know when you came off, 12, 13, you know. Yeah. What would you tell your younger self, bro? Like, what is some advice that you would give yourself, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying to steer your younger self in a different direction, but what game or what knowledge or what information would you give your younger self, bro?
Shit. There's so much shit I would tell my younger self, but, like, specifically, I would just be like, act now.
Yeah.
Don't make, because once you get into creating plans, that's all you're going to be doing is planning.
Yeah.
Nah, carry the motherfuckers out. A plan without action is really a plan to fail. So it's like,
real talk.
You got to have some actions behind your
facts.
Stay at it. Don't stop.
Mm-hmm.
Young Kerry, keep going.
Consistency, man.
Yeah, don't stay consistent. Stay on their neck. What they say, keep your foot on their neck.
Guarantee.
Shit. Stay focused. I would tell my younger self, these niggas' problems ain't your problems.
Coming from a real nigga, man. Nah, bro. I used to say one man's beef is another nigga's chicken. You know what I'm saying?
That's real.
It be like that sometime, bro, because motherfuckers create problems because they know they got hella niggas that is going to bark, that's going to bite. But if sometime, bro, it be like, damn, bro, you really brought the homies into that?
Yeah. And it be
You know what I'm saying?
Mom always tell me, your loyalty is going to be the death of you.
Man, bro.
You're going to die over you being loyal to your partners and shit.
Yeah.
Not saying be snake to your partners.
Yeah, not at all.
Everything don't need to be. Every action don't need a reaction.
Real talk.
Some shit can be avoided and shit.
Yeah, and a lot of people are in the game or in the streets or in, you know, whatever lifestyle you want to, you know, say because of that. Because, you know, we know we have people to call. We know that, you know, we could create a situation on a drunk night or over a bitch, but we can dress it up like this, like it was for the hood, mm-hmm. and then we got 2, 3, 4 niggas ready to crash out with me or for me, you know what I'm saying?
Plus you, that's five niggas who are all affected by this shit over some shit. You could have just went about differently,
Real talk, man. And before we go out, man, you got to give them all your streaming, where they can reach all your albums, your social media, Facebook, Instagram. Just give them everything, bro.
Shit, everything is just / Kerry Stacks.
Mm-hmm.
One word. I ain't want to put no underscores in there. Just keep it simple so everybody, you know, fucking Instagram, Kerry Stacks, iTunes, Apple Music, just really shit, YouTube, whatever. Just, yeah. You can search it up. Just Carey Stacks, C-A-R-E-Y, space Stacks, and it's all there.
Guaranteed, man. I appreciate you coming out, bro.
Sure, appreciate you, know what I'm saying? You having me,
yeah,
man.
It's love, man. You know, it's love. Man. One love, man. All it's the top. Game 365 podcast, man. Carey Stacks, man. Seattle legend. Classic.